We're going to hear from Shane Niemeyer, who wrote the book called The Hurt Artist, his journey from suicidal junkie to Iron Man. Shane, good morning. Welcome to KUVO.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all having me here.
Yeah. Born in Colorado, moved around a bit. Would you call your upbringing hard?
I wouldn't categorize it as hard. Yeah. It was kind of a normal upbringing. I had a little contention between my old man and I, but I don't think that's uncommon.
Right. Along the way, picked up a drug habit. How many stints in rehab do you think you've been to when you were dealing with drugs regularly?
I think I've been to two or three different psych units, and as far as like a drug and alcohol rehab, probably three or four times.
Shane Niemeyer is the author of The Hurt Artist. I read in this book the best dope addict paragraph ever. Could you just read a little bit? That paragraph really sort of sums it up there.
Yeah, sure. Here's an excerpt that I had forgot about that's in the book. It was almost as if I was back into my junkie's routine of staying up until all hours of the night, wound up from the coke I'd done before work to get me through a shift after having done heroin to quiet the hangover riot that was going on in my head and my body from having to drink all that alcohol to take the edge off the coke I'd done to escape the nod that the heroin had put me on.
Man, it kind of all like bundles up in there, doesn't it?
It
seems like
it's interesting to look back on that and think about all the things that I used to put in my body that way.
Yeah.
That had different effects.
The book starts out with your suicide attempt at the Ada County Jail in Boise, but the extension cord you tried to hang yourself with gave way. People talk about going to the bottom. Was that the bottom?
Yeah, that was a unique experience for me. And probably that I was very fortunate to come through, but certainly having come through that, it changed everything. Where in the one moment before I jumped, I wanted to end my life. Having come through that, as the hours turned to days, I was very grateful to have come through it. And I think it gave me a unique insight that most people don't have.
Well, even though you still spent some time in jail after that, on suicide watch or whatever, you seem to have a different mindset, and something got your attention about being a triathlete.
Yeah, obviously I just tried to kill myself and I was desperate. I was grateful that I came through it, but I needed something to kind of latch onto. And it just happened to come in the form of an outside magazine and an article about triathlon. And I figured that would keep me out of trouble because idle hands are the devil's playground, they say. So that would keep me busy.
Busy it has for several years. In making that transition, being released, you didn't have any equipment. You were in Boise. But one of the themes of the book are the helpers that sort of gave you a shot. And that's so important, especially for guys coming out of jail. You mentioned Dave and Vern at Bob's Bicycles in Boise.
Yeah.
They gave you a bike.
Yeah, they pretty much let me, they made an arrangement with me, and that was a series. I mean, people had gave me a leg up everywhere that I turned. As a convicted felon and an ex-addict, I received help from everyone in little ways. That was a big help, actually. Dave and Vern at Bob's Bikes to get me that bike, and because I couldn't drive. So, yeah, that was a big deal. And a lot of others like that everywhere.
The story in The Hurt Artist outlines a lot of the people, a lot of the coaches that have helped you become an Ironman triathlete. Ironman is so over the top, man. It just seems like you have to be a zealous individual, as you are, to maybe replace your zeal to get high with a zeal to train, or some sort of really dogged determination. Iron Man is just—it just seems hard. It just doesn't seem fun. It doesn't seem.
It's excessive for sure. And at the time when I was kind of delusional in that jail cell, it just seemed the right fit because my life had been so extreme the other way that maybe it could just crazy enough to work out for me.
Shane Niemeyer is author of The Hurt Artist, a new book, and you also document you ran a half Iron Man as you're trying to get up to the event in Hawaii with a broken foot. How do you run a half marathon with a broken foot?
I remember
probably painfully. I would
yeah, that did not feel good. but it just happened at mile 7. I felt it snap. I had a stress fracture, and then the metatarsal or my foot bone snapped in half. It turned out, x-rays showed later. So it was painful, but I was going so well, and I had endured. I just kind of had this thing in my head that I had endured so much more in the past that I could. That was just a broken foot. It would heal. Mm.
You outline a lot of your training regimen and a lot of the stories of what it takes to compete in these races, to swim, to bicycle, to run. And I guess, do you feel like you've mellowed a bit now? You seem to have some problems with drinking water and rest days.
Yeah. So obviously I was a very compulsive person, having come from where I came from. And I really just put all that energy into triathlon, and it was there was times it was obsessive. And so, yeah, but I have mellowed over time, and I have grown as a person as the years have gone by. And, so I definitely have mellowed and take the rest when I need it and take better care of myself at times mentally and emotionally and physically than I did before. I don't heap the punishment on me the way that I did before as a way of kind of flogging myself for all the shame and the guilt of all the things I used to do. Now I train for performance, you know, not to run away from my past, I guess, like I used to probably.
So basically, you know, there are folks who go through some very tough times. Do you remember that night in June at the Ada County Jail? Do you remember it?
Yes.
Remember? Okay. So for folks who are going through a very tough time,
yeah,
and who may be getting to that low, you know,
yeah,
a triathlete may not be the answer, but do you have some advice? Can you think back on that? And what would you tell somebody who was getting that low?
Yeah, that was I mean, obviously, that's a day that I will never forget. And because of it, I have such a strong identification with people who are going through a rough time, or they're depressed, or they're unhappy. I think our society is full of that. So my advice would be to try to stop and take a step back and not focus on all the things that are going wrong, but instead try to shift your attention to the things that you would want to create in your life. In other words, if you could do or be anything within a realistic framework, what would your life look like? And try to somehow shift the focus on getting things back on track instead of how bad they may seem, because it can always be worse, but it certainly gets better. And I was very, very lucky to have come through that, and a lot of my friends didn't. And so, yeah, it's a tough question, and I think we have a lot of unhappy people in this country.
Shane Niemeyer is author of The Hurt Artist, his journey from suicidal junkie to Ironman. Any races coming up that you're training for here in mid-May?
So I will go to this North Idaho and Ironman Coeur d'Alene. I think I'm going to race that and then hopefully qualify for the World Championships and race them again. And that's about it. Yeah, just race and train and race and train for a couple more years and then hang it up probably.
And the openings, Shane, I want you to coach us, man. George needs a coach.
Oh, man, you got a few years. I got a long way to go.
Shane Niemeyer, The Hurt Artist. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys and all you folks out there listening. Thanks for your time.